This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I don't like it. It's Dan's choice of song. He likes it, not me. I want you to know that because I don't want that to shape your opinion of me.
Okay. Chance to curl his hair and do a little tap dance.
Look, I've got no idea what it is. Katrina Rowe from the Mouths of Babes and also Morning's announcer at Hope 103.2. Your title's getting too long. Morning, Katrina.
Oh, good morning. Helen, I want you to know I didn't choose the song either, okay? I had nothing to do with it.
There's a lot of I didn't make that creme brulee going on around here this morning.
That's right.
Spot on.
Anyway, I thought that today we should speak about the wet weather.
Oh, good plan.
Yeah, have you ever noticed how many kids' songs there are about rain? Like there's that one, rain, rain, go away, come again another day. And then there's drip, drop, rain is falling down. I think, you know, rain can be a really big deal for kids. It can be really fun. They love all the paraphernalia, the gumboots, the raincoats, the umbrellas, the jumping in puddles, the splashing in the mud. It's all wonderful for about 5 minutes. And then the novelty wears off. And I don't think there'd be a parent in Sydney this week that wouldn't be tearing their hair out right now because, I tell you, spending one entire day indoors is a challenge. But after a week or two of rain, everybody starts just getting that little bit stir-crazy, including mum. For one thing, it makes so much more mess if you're inside all day, you know. Plus, you know, you've got to keep thinking of new activities to do all the time.
So how much of a test on your parenting do you reckon the wet weather's been?
Well, in the past week, you know, I've come to realise how much I rely on going outside and on trips to the park to entertain my daughter. You know, now that we can't do that, it's a lot more effort to try and think of things to do, you know. There's only so much Play-Doh cooking and sticking that a grown-up can take. My fallback wet weather activity is the make a cubby house inside trick. A couple of chairs, a blanket, some heavy-duty rubber bands, and, you know, that can provide hours of entertainment. Actually, I noticed when I picked Birdie up from my sister's house the other day that she had reverted to the indoor cubby trick as well.
Excellent. Keep it in the family.
Oh, but to look at it on the other hand, don't you think the little kiddies need some fresh air, plenty of space and exercise, all that stuff?
Well, you know what? I think that we all need it, but as adults, we kind of get used to going without it. We kind of get used to living indoors, going to work, sitting at a computer, whereas kids are just more vocal about their needs, mm-hmm. you know, or they're more vocal when their needs aren't met. So, you know, if they're getting antsy, they kind of, you know, whereas we just kind of get a little bit grumpy. So, you know, you keep a 2 or 3 year old cooped up inside for a couple of days and, you know, you'll soon find most of your house has been destroyed because that bottled up energy has to make its way out. And look, I've realised I'm not the only one who finds it hard to keep my child occupied because we have a new shopping centre near our house, has a really cool playground in it. So, you know, hubby and I went down there one rainy afternoon, discovered that the playground is temporarily closed.
Oh, no.
Then we noticed these large numbers of zombie-like, bereft-looking parents and children wandering aimlessly around the shopping centre looking for something to do.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
I guess like us, they just, you know, felt the need to get out of the house. But there's just not that many places that you can take a toddler with pent-up energy to. You can't take them to a nice little cafe, you know.
No. Baby Chino ain't going to fix that problem.
So I think maybe there needs to just be a Sydney-wide temporary moratorium on the universal no jumping on the bed rule.
Oh, good.
While the wet weather lasts so that those little kiddies in Run City can just get some energy out of their systems.
I like it.
That's my suggestion for today.
Jolly good. Now, the other thing to throw in there with wet weather is bad is all the basket loads of clothes you just can't get dry.
The washing. Yes. Oh. And not only that, but they're just getting, you know, the kids are getting so grubby and, you know, it's just like, and you can't, and you just can't wash, so.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have trouble occupying the kiddies in the rain? When do you, or where do you take them on rainy days? And when does it get to the point where you just have to get out?
Yeah. And what are your tips and your tricks for wet weather? How do you navigate it?
Actually, I've got to say one more thing.
Mm. Go for it.
You know what the worst thing about this is? You finally get your fine day and you want to, and you just want to spend the day having fun doing something nice and you're stuck at home doing the washing.
Oh, yeah, you are so right. I'm just waiting for that day. I'm looking forward to that day at the moment.
It's not coming up for a while, looking at the forecast, sorry. But thank you, Katrina. We'll chat to you after nine with, well, you actually, you can chat to us after nine. You know what I mean.
Thanks.
Good on you. Thank you, Katrina. Look, love to hear from you this morning. Help us, please. I have three of the little dears at home.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, my wife's great. She's got all the crafts and things going. We do the cubby house. We turn the dining table into a cubby house, chuck a blanket over.
Yep.
They're happy for about 5-10 minutes.
Great.
So, you know, we don't watch a lot of telly. That's a pretty firm rule in our house. So there's only so much you can watch anyway. Love to hear from you. What's some great advice to keeping the kiddies entertained when it's wet and raining? 1-300-40-2020. Share with Sydney your wisdom this morning. Judy's on the phone first up. Hello, Judy. How are you going?
Hello, very well, thank you. And I'm not teaching today. I'm at uni, so that's really good.
Oh, right. Nice. Good. You get a break from all the indoor time.
Sure. Yes, spare a thought for the teachers, because the kids have wet weather, recess and lunch. So they play games. And then consider Europe and, you know, Canada, those places where they have snow, Scandinavia. Yeah. Where they do lots of crafts, so that was suggested before.
Mm.
And maybe indoor skipping if there's a safe place.
Ooh,
good
maybe
idea.
Children, kiddie aerobics, maybe get a DVD or something.
Oh, kiddie aerobics. I like it.
So, you know, if you think that people in Europe play chess while we're out playing tennis, there are things that one can do. You just have to be creative.
Okay.
Maybe have other people around to your home so you can take it in turns to play with different toys.
Oh,
yeah, I like that. Swap
such
it around.
Great ideas.
And sparing a thought for the teachers is always a good reminder. Thanks for that.
Yes, bless you.
You too. Thank you so much, Judy. Great advice from a teacher. And I really, think of the teachers. Be nice to the teachers this week at school, all right? Wow.
They're putting up with it. And Tanya, what do you reckon? What do you do with the kids in the wet?
Well, I was a bit excited then when I heard Judy talking about Europe and Canada. I thought she meant that if it got too much for Mum, she could just hop a plane and just I thought, Judy, that's a winner in my house. look, the kids get cabin fever, don't they?
Yes.
You know, and we've got a little puppy as well, so he gets a little bit crazy.
Oh, no. Oh, what do your floors look like in the wet?
Well, you know, I am a superstar housewife, so of course they're immaculate 24/7.
Excellent. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I asked.
No. I understand that mere mortals, you know, they tend to have dirty floors, but of course it doesn't happen here.
I'm disliking you now, Tanya. No, joking.
So what are your tips? What do you do when it's raining?
Well, look, I think that it's really important. We do this a bit, not just on wet weather, but it's a great idea to have in the car as well. If you've got a little one who's very difficult to entertain, if you're in the car, even on short trips, some kids are like that, my youngest in particular. But, yeah, it's a great idea to have a secret stash of either maybe card games or toys or whatever that you bring out on those wet times that the kids aren't used to playing with. So it's something new and fresh and a bit of fun. And
so suddenly it's a positive that it's raining because you get to play with the wet weather toys, or it's a positive
exactly.
You have to go on a car trip because then you get to play with the car toys.
Yeah, it's actually something really fun. So I think that's a great idea to just have that. The only thing is you've got to be careful it's in a secret place.
Yeah, right.
Because then, you know, it could just become a fine weather activity as well.
Uh-huh.
Brilliant advice.
Good tips. Thank you, Tanya.
I'm just going to go and clean my floors.
Understand. Thank you so much, Tanya. Thank you, Judy. Great advice. Of course, keep the conversation going at Katrina's blog site, frommouthsofbabes.com.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.